Welcome to Shomach Shalom on the Daf. She is Pantzor Luinish Masarim Yaakov Shalom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Daf Pezayim. This Daf is learned on Purim Tavshin Pehe. And we do have a mentioning of Purim in the Daf. Because the Gemara says that Azokin Mamre, where we find that Azokin Mamre is dealing, is arguing regarding Koris, when we're speaking about Iburim, Ibur Hashana. Says the Gemara, we talk about that you have an argument between the Zoker Mamre and Beis Din. Can you do Ibur Hashana? Can you add another month to the year after Purim? It's a machlekes. Can you do Ibur Hashana after Purim or not? And that will be the machlekes of the Zoker Mamre with the Beis Din. Now, what's the reason you should not do Ibur Hashana after Purim? So Rashi brings, and from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, because once you start Purim, you start Darshin Hichus Pesach. Kid, Shalim V'Darshim Hichus Pesach, Kodin LaPesach, Shloshim Yom. So therefore, I don't want to add another month to the year once I already start dealing with Hilchos HaPesach. Now, Nira Loimar, that this idea that we're starting to darshan, Hilchos HaPesach and Purim, it's not just a side point of Purim, but it's the Ikar of Purim. Why? So we see already in the Gemara in Megillah, the Gemara speaks about when you have two Adorim, Ador Aleph and Ador Beis, when you're supposed to do Purim, says the Gemara you should do an Ador Beis. Why? Mismach Ge'ulo LeGe'ulo Odif. We want to connect Purim to Pesach. And because we want to do the two gulas one next to each other, so that's why we do Purim closer to Pesach. What's the oimik in this inyan? So I want to share with the oilom what I heard many times from my Rebbe Ramoy Shapir Zitzal, the inyan of Purim that has to do with Pesach. And the story of Ramoy Shapir, which is based on the Arizal, is like this. We know that anything that happened in Megillah Esther, whenever it says the word HaMelech, it refers to Malkus Shel Olam. It wasn't just something that happened by coincidence in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it. When HaMelech HaChashveirush wrote a Gezeir in Am Yisrael, that was something that was done b'shamayim. As the Gemara in Megillah says, the Mordechai had to go and check what level of Gezeir was it. So the Gezeir that was written in Shamayim was LaHashmid LaHaroi GuLaAbdes Kol HaYehudim. Am Yisrael was supposed to be destroyed. Then comes Mordechai in front of the Melech, again the Melech refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and says, I want to go and cancel this decree. Says the Melech, you can't do that. Ktav shenichta v'ktav ha-melech, ein lo hashiv, you can't take it back. So what could you do? You could do something else that will avoid the first one. Make a new Igeris. You have to do something to turn it around. Because the original Igeris is never canceled. Now, because the original Igeris is not talking about something which was just written by a Persian king, it doesn't exist anymore. But we talk about a Igeris that was written by Shammai. And we're saying over here that you can't cancel it. So explain what Moshe Zitzal. That means that the decree that we have for the Ribbono Shel Olam that we have up there in Shammai, La'ashmi la'argu la'abed, that's something which is not canceled. It's always out there on Chodesh Adar. So what did Chazal do? They gave us a avoid of Chodesh Adar. What's the avoid of Chodesh Adar? To turn Chodesh Adar around. Every Chodesh Adar we do v'na'afoichu. What is v'na'afoichu? You take it from Evel to Yom Tov. You take it from a time of sadness, of destruction, to a time of life. You take it from la'ashmid, la'hargu, la'abed, to be mei mishteh v'simcha. Hadzer Moshe, this is really the Mahalach. Pesach was when Am Yisrael was born. Am Yisrael came, was created in Pesach. Every single year we go through the cycle of the year. And we get the Chodesh Adar. What is Chodesh Adar? Chodesh Adar without the avoid of Chodesh Adar is la'ashmid la'argu la'abed. It's the end of Klal Yisrael. In order to go and be reborn and get a Nisan, I have to go through the avoid of Purim and Chodesh Adar for the avoid of an afoichu of turning things around. And now I can reach Nisan. Now I can reach Pesach. Now I can reach the rebirth of Klal Yisrael. Meaning Chodesh Adar is the time of Misa, which changes from Misa L'chaim, goes from death to life, and Am Yisrael is now able to reborn in Pesach. That's the idea that Purim and Pesach come together, Mismach Geula Geula, not just to have some two Geulas nice next to each other, but the Geula of Purim leads to the Geula of Pesach. And that seems to be the oimik, that Shloish Yom Kodem Achag, before Pesach, we start dashening. When we start dashening? We start dashening on Purim. And that's what our Gemara is saying over here. Because you start dashing, because you're already into the Mahalach of Pesach, Purim led you to Pesach. Now you can't do Ibur Hashanah, you can't in another month. You're already in the process. You already came from the Misa of Purim to the Leida of Pesach. That this daf falls on Purim and gives us a real true freilich Purim. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list, what's a group? Please email shomachshava@gmail.com.